Perfection is a matter of perception. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capitol, California, with instant illumination. Perfection is a matter of perception. How often do we perceive things in very interesting and very different ways? We perceive things from our experiences. We perceive things from the view that we have, wherever we may be standing, wherever we may be looking at the ongoing world around us, and we perceive from that point of view. Now, what is it that we're perceiving? Are we perceiving the truth? Are we perceiving reality? Are we perceiving what is actually going on? Or are we only perceiving that which we think about? If we were to see someone who was climbing a tree, and we would see them climbing that tree, and we'd say, my goodness, they certainly climb that tree very nicely. They have all sorts of agility to move right on up that tree. They're almost like one of the natives climbing up a coconut tree. So beautifully done. And really, who they are is a person who has been working for the telephone company and who has been going up telephone poles for quite a while of their life. And of course, we don't know that. All we know is that this person is climbing up this tree and doing so marvelously and so skillfully and so easily. And we think, golly, I could do that too. And then we go over and we try it. And we find that our leg muscles are not trained to do that. They're not trained to go up that tree and hold us as we climb up into the tree. And our arms are not strong enough to maintain our balance and to keep us in control. Now, if we were to see the same person climbing up a tree because a angry animal was chasing him, like a tiger or a lion or, you know, some mad dog or something like that, he would go up that tree quite wonderfully and quite quickly and quite beautifully and amazingly. His arms would be strong, his legs would be strong. He would have the skill to do it, which would amaze him. You see, perception is not a matter of just one pointed expression. Perfection is a matter of perception. And when we perceive that we have a problem and we must climb this tree very quickly, we climb the tree very quickly because we have the motivation to do it. And with that motivation, we move quite rapidly, quite well, and quite nicely up that tree. We may be exceedingly tired when we get up there, unless our motivation maintains, as an animal at the bottom of the pole keeps growling at us or keeps angry at us, and we have to hang on there until that animal goes away or somebody comes and helps us to accomplish our goal of not being hurt by that animal. Perfection is a matter of perception. How are we perceiving this? Now, I'm working with a lot of people right now who are working on health problems in their life and relationship problems. Both are very powerful problems for them. And as I talk to them and as I tell them, I say, hey, if you will sincerely put the cause in motion within 1 week or less, you should have your problem completely dissolved. It should be completely solved. And they say, yeah, you tell us these things, and I haven't yet to see them being fulfilled. And I say, that's true. You have yet to see them being fulfilled because you are your own worst enemy. You do not one-pointedly do the project. You are not being chased by some wild animal and skillfully climb a tree to get out of his reach because you are not you're not motivated. You say, well, my health is a motivation, and my relationship is a motivation. No, it isn't. You see, in health, and in relationships, and in all these other things, there's another factor that comes into play. And that factor is a factor of feeling sorry for ourselves. And we really do. We feel more sorry for ourselves than we realize. And feeling sorry for ourselves, we would be like the person who might stay at the bottom of the pool and let the angry animal get to them. because they say, what's the use? I can't climb that pole. I've never climbed a pole like that. I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to escape this problem. I don't know. And you see, with them telling themselves they don't know, and with them continually saying to themselves that they don't know, then what happens? Well, what happens is that they do not put the cause into motion, and their perception becomes clouded, and they are unable to accomplish their goal. When I work with these people, I tell them, okay, your problem would seem to be that you don't like yourself. So, how are you going to get yourself to like yourself? How are you going to get yourself to train yourself to like yourself, to be wonderful about yourself? How are you going to train that about yourself? Well, that's not easy. That's not easy, you know. For so long I have had this unhappy situation. For so long I've had this health problem. For so long I've had this relationship problem. All my life, in fact, I've always had this attitude about myself. What am I going to do? Well, what you're going to do, and I don't seem want to sound like a broken record here, but what you're going to do is to say the affirmation so often, so completely, that you cause yourself to believe it. Now, you don't know how you're going to cause yourself to believe it, but you're going to do it. You're going to say it again and again and again and again. You're going to say it again and again and again. And you're going to say it until it becomes something that comes up in your mind when you're not even thinking about it. It's going to be something that comes up in your mind when you're waking up in the middle of the night for some reason. And you're going to be saying to yourself, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me. And you think to yourself, how dumb. Well, yes, how dumb. It's a principle that works. And it's a principle that works every time. And no matter how many times I tell people about it, they scoff at it and laugh at it. And they say, ha, ha, ha. What a silly thing to say. We're dealing with reality here. I've got to do something. I've got to change my attitude about myself. I've got to change my thinking about myself. I've got to change the outer. And I've got to go to these doctors and go to these hospitals and go to these clinics and go to these things and have this medical work done on me. If I don't do that, nothing will happen. Well, we have to change our perspective. And when we change our perspective, then we will find perfection, which is always ours, which was always there for us, will be there as it always was. You see, as we say to the little children, don't go around saying I'm a naughty boy and I won't do bad things anymore. Say I'm a good boy. And I like being a good boy. And everyone's proud of me for being a good boy. My mommy says, I'm wonderful. My mom says, she's so proud of me that I'm such a good boy. My teachers say, they're so proud of me because I'm such a good boy. Other kids in the class, they don't say that, but they act that way. They act that way proud of me because they know that I'm a good boy. And that's a wonderful thing. And that's the way it should be. Proud of me because I'm a good boy, and I am a good boy. And so, how do I get to be the good boy that I am? Well, what I do is I say again and again and again, I like me, I like me, I like me. I like me, I like me, I like me. I like me, I like me, I like me. Like a broken record. But it's a statement that brings great results for everything and everybody. I like me, I like me, I like me. I like me, I like me, I like me. I like me, I like me, I like me. I like me, I like me, I like me. I like me, I like me, I like me. Now, when we start saying that about ourselves, then we stop being angry with ourselves. We stop being uptight with ourselves over the circumstances that we're facing. And we just become mellow. And when we become mellow, all of the manners, all of the ways that the solutions can come to us to solve our circumstance are made known to us. And we are open and receptive to them. And it's not a matter of going someplace to do something. It's a matter of having this open receptivity. It's a new perception within ourselves, and it's a perception that perfection will result in our life, in our affairs, in our bodies. It's a wonderful thing. It really is a wonderful thing. But it is something that we have to decide upon, whether it's worth the effort or not, whether it's worth our sounding almost silly to ourselves, saying, I like me, 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 and every moment of our life saying, I like me. You see, you cannot help but like yourself if you constantly say to yourself, I like me. You will only have that as your criteria. That will be your perception. And with that perception, the perfection of I like me follows. With that perception, with that realization that you can climb up this tree without being frightened. You can climb up this tree as a telephone person who climbs up telephone poles so easily. You know, you can do these things magically. Well, that's the cause we're putting in motion. And that's the result we're getting. Now, is that a cause that you'd like to have? Is that a result that you'd like to have in your life? Would you like to have in your life the fulfillment of whatever it is that you want for yourself? Whether it's perfect health, perfect relationships, perfect harmony, perfect abundance, you know? What do you want? Well, change your thinking about the concept of I like me, and realize that saying it is a beneficial thing. Saying it is like breathing in life-giving air. Saying it is like drinking the purest water. Saying it is like seeing your world and all of life with a smile in your eyes, with a smile in your heart. And as you do that, the wonderful things of the reality of who you are manifests in your world. And you feel so good, you feel so complete, you feel so fulfilled and so realized. It's just a matter of doing that. It's just a matter of saying, I like me, I like me, I like me. I like me, 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 I like me. I like me, 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 I like me. I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me. Say it, say it, sing it, live it, be it, experience it, know it, enjoy it, and join me in being the happiest person in the universe, because I like me. And it doesn't matter one little bit what others' attitudes may be, because as I put the cause, I like me, in motion for myself, the being that I like will be so fabulous that I can know nothing else, see nothing else, and be nothing else than to like me 100% of the time and the happiest way that it can ever be. Now, you have a wonderful day. Say, I like me a million zillion times, and watch the miracle of I like me result in perfection with a new perception as you are that which you are. I love you. I love you. I love you.